This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back, Bachelor fans. If you are listening to this episode, that means you made it through last week's 3-hour-long premiere and our hour-long podcast recapping all Bachelor tea. We are back tonight as a to-be-continued of last week's episode where I think the biggest drama hit Bachelor Nation, Hannah B., is back. And now we finally get to see what happened in the outcome of Peter and her interaction. Dante, how do you think that went? Did you think that it was going to end up the way that it did?
Well, obviously with Dancing with the Stars, you knew it wasn't really going to last. I thought they ended, like, very odd. He was just like, I can't do this. And then, like, when we were watching, we were like, did he just end things? Or did he just mean he can't do this right now? And then he walked away, ended the date. But, like, I don't know. He never really ended it. He just said, I can't do this. So I just thought that was interesting. But, I mean, obviously, didn't see that going anywhere. I don't think that Hannah really stood a chance, especially since he's the new Bachelor, and I don't think there was any way that he was going to keep her on.
Yeah, honestly, I thought that we knew that it wasn't going to happen. We knew they weren't going to stay together, like you said. But the way that they dragged it on, like,
oh, it was brutal.
She sat in his lap to hug him. What?
It was brutal. It just kept going on, and then it got awkward, and then we're like 20 minutes in, and it's still going on, and it's like, Hannah had her chance last season. How much can we get of her?
If you could have seen me watching the TV, I was screaming at the TV. The way she sat in his lap, she curled up on him like she was his girlfriend, looking for him to, like, console her, and oh my god, I had so much anxiety. I seriously was screaming at my TV to not kiss her. I thought they were going to kiss, and I was going to be so mad at Peter. And, like, come on, with the long hugs, and they're, like, staring into each other's eyes. Like, obviously, you could tell he was ready to kiss her, and she was waiting for him to make the first move. Like, she kept kissing his forehead, and he was not giving it to her. And I was so proud of him because I just wanted him to, you know, move on and let her go.
And, yeah, like you said, it did look like they were about to kiss, and Peter even said when he did his little, like, side interview that he wanted to and that he was close to, and I'm definitely happy he didn't because just she had her chance, and she blew it, and I respect Peter for just being a bigger man and saying, you know what, like, this is.
Do you think he was the bigger man, or do you think he did it so he didn't ruin his ego for the show? Like, you know, yes, he can feel this way, and, like, he still has feelings for her. They're not going to go away. They didn't break up too long ago. But, like, is he doing this so he doesn't look like the biggest asshole? Like, if he kissed her, everyone would have flipped.
Yeah. I just think Peter's a good guy, and I don't think that he really calculated that decision. And really, I don't know. I just think it was Peter being genuine and saying, or probably thinking in his head that he's got all these great women and that it's, I think he was finally moving on and he was going to go forward with moving on. So I just think he was ready to take the next step in being the Bachelor. And thankfully this all ended tonight and it didn't carry on at all past like 20 minutes, but I'm just happy it's over.
Yeah, I'm happy it's over too. Honestly, I felt bad because when they do these dates, these group dates, even something like this, they still interact with the Bachelor or Bachelorette. Like, typically with a date like this, Peter should be out there helping them write these stories, giving them encouragement. And, like, he spent the whole time
with Hannah.
And I felt so bad for the girls who were on this group date. And then, of course, he ends it by canceling it. And it's like she took that away from all those girls, which sucked. And, like, honestly, I was a little annoyed by the way Natasha came out at first. She sounded really bitchy and, like, she had all attitude. But then at the same time, like, she said what everyone was thinking. Like,
everyone had to say it.
Exactly. And everyone was thinking, no, not one of those girls in their heads, even if they said it to Peter, was thinking like, oh, it's okay, I don't mind.
Yeah.
They were all pissed.
Yeah. And I liked, maybe not right there, because I don't think that was maybe the right time.
Right.
But when she spoke to Peter individually, she was like, kind of
so
like
calm.
Said that. And like, I respected that. And I don't know. She said what everybody was thinking and probably what the world was thinking. And I think Peter respected that and I guess saw another side of her, which was good. But yeah, I like that she was actually honest instead of like most of the girls just sitting back and kind of holding their feelings inside.
Yeah, definitely. And then we moved on to the kind of like a cocktail hour with the girls. He sat down and got a couple. They honestly only showed three or four interviews with the girls, which I thought was really short. But what did you think about Sydney getting the first impression rose?
I mean, I didn't really expect her to get it, but I understood why she got it. She opened up and she told Peter a little bit about her past. And I think that's key in the beginning with getting to know Peter and getting roses is opening up another side of you and telling the bachelor, bachelorette, really who you are. And I think that helped and went a long way for her getting the rose.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked only because I, gonna be honest, I don't really remember her from the first night, but I definitely think that she was vulnerable with him and he really appreciated it. And then after that, they moved back to the bachelor house, the mansion, where they have, you know, a little cocktail hour before the final rose. And I'm not gonna lie, I thought he was gonna cancel that as well when he started saying like, I know where my head's at. And I was like, oh my god, he's gonna take this away from all of them. But
that
I'm really happy
awful.
I'm really happy he didn't, and he got to know a lot of the girls who didn't get to go on the date, Lexi being one of them. And I felt a little uncomfortable because I thought he was serious when he said he couldn't remember her coming up with a convertible. And I was like, this is the second girl that he's told
awkward.
Him he doesn't. Yeah, but then it was so cute when he pulled out the little car, which I honestly didn't think that he would remember that date. And he did, which was great, which shows that like she made a first impression with him on the first night.
Could you imagine if he actually forgot? How awkward that would
be. So embarrassing.
And then pretty much if you're the girl, you're like, well, I'm getting sent home tonight.
Right.
Yes.
But I really liked her after that conversation. I don't remember her as well from the first night just because we meet so many girls, but I definitely will keep an eye out for her now because I really thought they had a good connection and obviously he remembered her.
Yeah. They were the ones, well, she was the one obviously drove in the red convertible, and then when they got their one-on-one time in night one at the first cocktail party, like before the first rose ceremony, they drove around in
the red
convertible. Yeah, and they got to talk a little bit. But yeah.
So then I have a question for you. What did you think about Kelsey, not the second time, but the first time when she freaked out about not getting her moment with Peter when McKenna took him away?
The thing is, like, how would McKenna know? Like, that's pretty much the story of the night is how do these girls know? Like, it's not like she went up to the other girls and was like, can I have my time or this is my champagne bottle? But she didn't say anything. But then she got mad when she was, I guess, like blindsided in a way, or so she puts it.
And it also seemed like it was in the beginning of the night. So you have the whole night to still talk to him. Like, she didn't, she wasn't the last one to talk to him and she stole him from you the whole night. Like, you still have time to sit down with him and have your little date with him.
Yeah, I just saw Kelsey stirred up a lot of unnecessary drama all night.
Yeah, another screaming at the TV moment when Hannah Ann and Peter started walking over to the bottle, and it was just like, you knew they were gonna sit there and open it, and I was cringing. I was like, oh my god, girl, go get your champagne, go get your man. Like, she kept talking about it and she was like, oh my god, I think you're going. And obviously I'm yelling at the TV like, get up and stop talking about it and walk over there and like stop it before it happens, which she clearly didn't.
Well, do you think that Hannah actually like thought in her head that like it was somebody else's and it was planned?
I don't think she thought that initially. I could see, though, like when you walk up to it, you see this whole thing set out. Yeah. Unless producers are telling you like this is for you guys, you have to wonder who set this up. Maybe is it for someone else? But I don't think she was in the wrong. I also don't think Kelsey was in the wrong for being upset. Like, that sucks. I feel for her. She sat there, she heard the bottle pop and was like, damn.
Yeah. And I just feel like if you're Peter, obviously I think I feel like the light, the candle that was lit was kind of the tipping point in a way. But I feel like if you see champagne out, you and your Peter or Hannah, you're thinking like the producers probably put this out because there are champagne bottles around like the sitting areas. And so that's probably like what they thought. They probably didn't think, oh, somebody set this up. But I feel like when they put the candle out, it's more romantic in a way, so that it's most likely from someone. But I think it's just the heat of the moment kind of thing. And
Like, I feel like if I saw that, I would think that the producers set it up for any of the girls and Peter, and I just happened to be the one that walked up to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't really like the way she handled it. I will not take away the fact that she deserved to be upset. Like, that sucked. She'd been saving it. Like, I would cry too, but the way that she handled it, like, she walked up, just looked at them, and walked away crying. Like, as if they were in the wrong, and instead of walking up and being mature and just being like, hey, that bottle is mine, I had a whole plan for you, Peter. Peter may have been like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, Hannah, do you mind walking away so we can share that, so me and Kelsey can share this moment together? But the way she freaked out, she's 28 years old, she was acting so childish, like throwing a legit temper tantrum.
If I'm trying to get a point across as well, I kind of would have done what Kelsey did. Walk in, say something, and walk out. I don't like that. I don't know. Like, I liked it, but I didn't, because she made it clear to Peter that they did wrong. But, like, at the same time, I don't know. She's the villain.
I'm the first one to admit I would do that. I would walk up,
exactly,
give a look, make a nasty comment, and walk away and wait for the guy to follow me. But the way she handled it moving forward, like, she continued. He came after her and wanted to make sure she was okay. And she literally had the girls that were with her shut the door in his face and tell him no, she didn't want to see him. Like, it's not his fault and it's not her fault. And I don't know, when she went up to Hannah and reacted, part of me wanted to know, like, is Hannah really this chill girl who's just like came here, did not want drama? Or do you think that like she doesn't, like, she came into it being like, I'm not going to be the villain, I'm going to act calm, act cool, and just be like, okay, well, let's move on, I'm sorry, I didn't do it.
See, there's been a lot of situations. There's been a lot of situations with Hannah where people can point her as the villain. But also, like, it's been little tipping both ways. Like, is she really in the wrong or is she not? And I see, I've kind of been on Hannah's side this season. I've liked her so far. I think she's just been in bad situations to start the season and may or may not be her fault. But it's just bringing her more attention, and whether she's in it at the end, she's gonna be big. And if she isn't the one at the end, she's probably gonna be on Paradise. It's probably gonna continue to boost her modeling career. So I think anything in this season is a win-win for her.
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard for me because I love Hannah, and it was funny because one of my best friends, Bridget, sent me a text message in the middle of that whole debacle between the two of them, and she said, I hope you don't still like Hannah Ann after this episode. And it's like, I still love her and I still really like her. It's just like, I'm wondering, is she fake? Like, she specifically asked Kelsey to move on. Can we please move past this? Can we move on? And then what you see later on, she then confronts Peter about it. And it's like, you're telling her you want to move on, but you're not moving on.
Yeah, I respected how Hannah really helped. What's the word? Took care of everything. And she's like, she didn't like freak out and go at Kelsey, but she really like stayed on a calm level and was like, this is this, and I just want to move on. So I respected that.
Right. So then after that, we obviously saw three more girls go home, which left us with 18 girls. They weren't anyone that I was kind of surprised to see go home.
Me neither.
A lot of them, all three of them didn't really get much one-on-one time with Peter. Yeah. But after they go home, we get to see, you know, they get a group date, which is really cool. But if they have, well, the first they get a date card that says, let your personality shine, which was kind of interesting, just because this show is definitely one that shows 100%. A lot of personality. And then when the girls show up for the date, of course, it is a fashion show for Revolve.
Yep.
Which, if anyone listening follows Bachelor like we do, we all know that Revolve is the biggest influencer that most people who leave the Bachelor franchise post Instagrams for, and their social media followers. They go to their parties at Coachella, Stagecoach, etc. So it was just kind of a full circle that they had to make it. They had to throw Revolve in there.
Yeah, and perfect opportunity for someone like Hannah, who is actually a model, to really shine. And obviously, she won the competition. So I think there was another position where she was in a complete advantage over the other girls.
Do you think that was on purpose? Like, do you think the production chose a date that like someone in there was significantly stronger than the other girls at?
I mean,
because it stirs drama up. It gets them all pissed.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like every season there's something like that in a way. Last season with Hannah, they had the little kind of talent show, and with like judges. That's what I just mean, like with competition with judges. Mm-hmm. And where the Bachelor or Bachelorette end up picking someone. So I think that is something they bring up every season, whether it's a fashion show or a little talent show or like competition.
Yeah, definitely.
What I was wondering with the fashion show is obviously Hannah got to keep all of the clothes. I'm wondering where it all went, because I don't think it would went back to the house. That's way too much clothes. Would they ship it back to her place in, I believe she's from Tennessee? Does it go back there? Where does it go? Does she take some of it for the house?
Yeah, they probably let her keep some of it for the house, and then maybe they send it back to her house. But of course, like, she won, and we all know that no matter how far Hannah makes it, she is going to be a social media influencer. Oh, 100%. And she is going to be the first one Revolve calls up. So it's just really 100%. Funny that she won. I mean, she did a great job. She came out with a wedding dress, which I thought was genius. Mm-hmm. It made her look so confident. And her second outfit, she was super, I felt like, Southern, cute, innocent girl. And showing her true personality. I don't know. It was hard for me because I am a number one fan of Hannah. So I definitely really liked that competition.
Yeah. So moving on to just some of the girls, finished obviously the second episode. Who are some of the girls that maybe are dark horses at this point, who you still like, who you see going far? Yeah.
This is hard for me because I am not a big Victoria fan.
Which Victoria? Fuller?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait.
The one who was crying.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Sorry. There's too many of the same names. So I didn't like her in the first episode in the beginning, and then she got a little bit better. And then again here, I had a hard time with the whole fashion show scene, because not taking anything away from her, I totally understand what it feels like. You're surrounded by beautiful girls. You don't feel confident. You have anxiety about it. But that's fine. You're okay to feel that way. But then all of a sudden, and Peter made this comment, she didn't turn to 180 and walked on stage. Exactly. And it was like none of that happened. It's like, was that for show to get attention so people like felt bad for her? Like, she came out in full lingerie and literally pulled Peter on stage and started making out with him. And it was like, you just said you had no confidence. Like, if that was real, then I give full props to her. Like, good for her for doing that. Like, that took some balls. And but part of me is like, what the heck? Why'd you, like, you just cried in a corner, cried wolf pretty much. And then she just turns around and just pulls, I don't know. It was kind of weird, but.
Yeah, she changed up quick. And I don't know, I guess I expected maybe one of those moments like we saw last week where she gets sick, like we saw with the other Victoria at the plane date where she was thrown up in the bathroom. I thought maybe it'd end up being something like that and she wouldn't walk the stage and then maybe Peter would come back for her.
Yeah.
But she just decided to go out. And I mean, I guess if it is all real, then good for her. But if it isn't...
Yeah, I think... After they went back after the date and Peter and her sat down and, like, talked, I still was irritated because the way she was sitting there, like, which I guess I can't be irritated because that is, like, that showed what every girl, okay, sorry to all the girls out there, not every girl, but most women sit there and it takes a guy a few times to be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. She's like, nothing. And she's giving him, you know, the cold shoulder, she's being quiet. And it's just like, just tell him you're upset. You don't think you can do this. You don't know. You needed him to give you that reassurance that you should stay. And after that, and then he gave her the rose. I think that I did not think she was going far in the beginning, but I definitely see her as one of the people that surprised me this episode that I think will make it decently far now.
Yeah, and you saw in the preview to the rest of the season, it looks like she has a date in a Spanish country. So you know at least she's going to make it out of the United States. So that's got to be a couple more episodes, because also in the preview, it shows them in Cleveland. So you know that's at least one or two more episodes in the United States and then go on to other countries. So I'm sure that'll be maybe top 13 or 12 or something like that. So I'm sure we'll see her a little more going forward.
Yeah. And then what do you think of Kelsey W to finish off that whole episode? It ended with, you know, her pretty much now being the new villain. Like, I thought it was going to be McKenna, and McKenna.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. Last episode, I wasn't a huge fan of McKenna. She came off very annoying, and
but she seemed fine this episode. Yeah, like, she wasn't, the focus wasn't on her, it was on Kelsey, and she was portrayed as a nasty villain.
Yeah, and also with McKenna, she's 22. That's right out of college. That's senior year of college, just got out of college. That's crazy. And we saw with Becca a few years ago on Ari's season, the other Becca, she just turned 22. I believe they said on the show that she just taping like a month after her birthday. And I just think 22 is way too young.
I mean, yeah, obviously, but at the same time with Ari, Ari was so much older. Where at least, I mean, Peter's 28. He's still in his 20s.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, 22 is young, but I mean, people do it nowadays. People get married that young. So,
no, But yeah, I don't think I'm the biggest fan of Kelsey. I just think I have more favorites that are more superior to her. So I don't really see her going far. I think she's going to stir up a little bit more drama. And Peter's going to send her home eventually. But I just don't see her going far.
So in most episodes, there's always one person that... Sorry, more than one person. It happens all the time. That pulls... the bachelor or bachelorette aside and pretty much tells them something negative about another contestant 100%. That they feel is a competition to them. And, you know, Kelsey W. walked over after she had her moment with Peter and pretty much threw it in every girl's face that she said, "We're solidified. I feel strong.
Yeah.
He made me feel confident. We're good. We, you know, the whole shebang." And I think Hannah was finally thinking in her head, okay, shit, maybe I don't have the one up on her. And I'm just wondering if she really meant well out of that when she told Peter she felt like she was being bullied, or if she was just looking to get rid of Kelsey.
Yeah, I think at this point, with when it comes to feuding between people, as long as we don't get what we got during the Bachelorette season with Luke P, I'll be fine with it.
Yeah,
because that escalated to a level where it couldn't be taken back.
No.
And it just got to the point where you're like, when is this going to end? But Kelsey kind of reminds me of Crystal in a way, with how she started off with as the villain and everybody targeted her. And I don't know. I just don't see Kelsey going far. I think that she could be someone you see in Paradise, but
yeah, I think her personality is too strong for Peter.
Yeah. And
I think he needs a sweet, innocent, quiet girl like Hannah.
Like Hannah. Or maybe Madison. We haven't really gotten much of anybody else.
Yeah, our two of the people that were in our favorites didn't even really have much airtime this episode, which was Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria P didn't get and, much.
Yeah, and Madison, as well as Kelly, who was a front runner. This episode seemed to be mostly focused on
Hannah,
Kelsey and Hannah.
Yeah, I agree. And just when you thought, how I felt is, I was sick of seeing Hannah B in the Bachelorette franchise at this point. And then an hour later, they show the previews for the next episode, and Demi's in it.
And
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I thought that was Victoria P.
Really? Yeah.
When I watched it, I was like, oh my God, Demi. And then I was like, wait, that's Victoria. And then I was like, oh my God, wait, that's Demi. Yeah. They're twins. See, it's freaky.
You saw Demi in The Bachelor, and then you saw her in The Bachelorette, like with Hannah. And that was the first episode. And I think they brought her on again. And then she was on Bachelor in Paradise, and now they're bringing her on here, and they're just
people love her.
I know.
And that's why it brings ratings. It brings people who followed last season who love Demi. You know, they want to know what's going on with these past alum.
Yeah.
And what did you think of? So, if you could predict what the news is that Peter receives in that preview, do you think you could
see? I have no clue, because we brought up last week the conspiracy theory that you said about it possibly being Hannah, but Chris Harrison says in when he's talking to Peter that we all just found out this news. See, that makes me think it's not. I don't know, because I don't think he would have worded it like that if it was Hannah B saying that she would like him back, she would fight for him or whatever. I feel like it's something more dramatic. Maybe somebody was hurt, or I don't think it'd be a boyfriend coming out from the past. Hopefully it's not a Jed situation. I hope not. But I feel like if it was a Jed situation, we would have heard about it already.
Because yeah, I have the Jed two situation predictions.
Escalated. Go for it.
I have one that's real and one that is like so insane, but it would be really funny. The insane one is in the preview, they make mention that they try to make you believe, whether it happens or not, that Peter has relations with some of the girls before Fantasy Suite. So I thought, what if Chris Harrison finds out that is true, and he got one of the girls pregnant.
No.
And I don't really think that's going to happen, but I was like, the way he reacted, it has to be some serious news.
Oh, boy.
I don't really think that's going to happen, but that's like my out of this world.
You never know. Could you imagine? But,
yeah, that'd be crazy. Because right now they're saying that. So the reason that is, like I said, probably not going to happen, but they're saying that Reality Steve, every internet blogger, nobody can find spoilers. Nobody has spoilers on who wins. It's really, they're having a hard time. So do we think that it's because he chooses Hannah in the end?
Oh boy. I don't know. But also, I know,
like, his mom's crying, saying you need to go get our girl.
Oh boy. And I mean, to bring up like Dancing with the Stars and Hannah, you saw her wreck during the one episode, and people say it correlates with the same day or time as her coming to Peter. And then I feel like as the season ends, you see her so happy and a completely different person in a way.
Yeah.
So maybe. But I know also, at least last season, they gave Reality Steve wrong answers. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if he's waiting to put out his, like, the finals and who ends up, because he doesn't want to be wrong like last year because they screwed him over. I wonder where he gets it from and why this person maybe hasn't been fired yet, if he has somebody on the inside.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works, someone leaks it to him on purpose.
I never pay attention to Reality Steve other than Paradise, because I always like to read the spoilers for Paradise before, just because I'm busier in the summer, not sure if I'll be able to catch every episode.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm interested to see how it all ends with Peter.
Well, it's definitely, per that preview, going to be, as Chris Harrison would say, the most dramatic season yet.
Yeah, which he says every year. To bring up, you talked about Peter's mom. There was actually a really, I guess, cute video. I don't know if you saw it, but it didn't make the first episode, but it's Peter's mom rolling up to the mansion in a car. And it's something I think everybody should watch. It's funny. Aww. And it's really cute. And yeah, I just think if you're listening, to definitely check that out. I'm sure it's on Twitter or YouTube or something, but it didn't make the first episode.
Speaking of Twitter, so we have some Bachelor news to fill everyone in on. You sent me a text this weekend about a song that was released on Twitter. I don't use Twitter, so I had to do some digging, but if anyone is a fan of Jake Owen, they will see that he released a song called Alabama Hannah, where he pretty much disses Hannah B. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. I love Jake Owen. He's getting a lot of flack from it, from those true Hannah fans, because obviously it's a diss track, but he says in it, you know, I love Hannah. I was on her episode playing for one of the dates. This isn't a diss. I just really wanted to make a song about it. So I'm going to play you a little snippet, and then I want to get your...
If it's love that you need, well then honey, it's gone.
So that's only a few seconds of it, but it's a full song. Everyone should go listen to it.
Yeah.
Look Jake Owen up on Twitter, but what'd you think of the song? I couldn't stop laughing.
I thought it was funny. I wonder if he's actually going to release it, like, to, like, iTunes and stuff like that, or if it's just, like, a joke to post on. Because, I mean, honestly, it's got a good ring to it. But also, doesn't Eric Church have a song called Alabama Hannah?
Yeah, so a lot of people were like, you're stealing his song. But obviously he wasn't. It was just cute and a joke and a good way to make light of the situation. Because honestly, Hannah got a lot of flack from last episode.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So it was a good way to remind people, you know, to have a laugh about it. But
yeah, I just thought it was funny. It was funny.
I loved it.
I'm curious to see. I'm sure somebody's got an interview with Peter this week. But if they've mentioned it to him, because I mean, it's about him too.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's funny. But also, you just told me about this, but touch on Madison from the season of The Bachelor. We saw her get the first date with Peter. They went to his house, I believe his house actually, and to see the renewal of the vows. But apparently she has a fake account on Instagram.
Yeah, so if anyone follows, which I don't follow her, but I follow a lot of entertainment and Bachelor Instagram handles. And apparently, Maddie commented on one of her own pictures of her and Peter on a date and wrote, in quotes, "Beautiful date, Maddie. You are so genuine and real." So obviously, this had so many people talking and asking the question, does she have a fake account? And if she does, why is she commenting on her own pictures saying, you're beautiful, you're genuine, you're real? I don't know. I thought it was really, it makes her seem so full of herself, or she's just so insecure that she has to create an account to give herself some hype. But she is such a beautiful, genuine girl, so I don't know why she felt she needed it, but it is drawing a lot of attention with the Bachelor franchise and fans, because everyone wants to know what her fake account is. And
yeah, and we see, well, at least I see, you see a lot of burner accounts in sports, because a lot of athletes like to go at other athletes or drop hot takes. But the thing is with Madison is there's thousands of comments. It's not like I understand maybe if it's like there's like five comments on the post, but I'm sure she's getting thousands of comments now. So it's if you're trying to hype yourself up in a way, I guess, and have other people see it as like, I don't know how to really explain what I'm trying to say, but like, this comment's hidden in 1,000 other comments. So what's the point?
Yeah, and also, you know, like, the second they release all the girls or guys, depending on the show, everyone will go, if you're a true fan, you'll go and follow all of them. So like, you know, you already have so many. I mean, I'm pulled up the Instagram right now and it says she has 3,275 comments. So you're right. What is going to make your comment saying you're pretty show up unless someone is going to honestly take the time to scroll through 3,000 comments?
Exactly.
No one has time for that.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. That, like, what's the point of this one comment hidden in thousands of comments? That's what I
honestly. It makes me think that before she went on the show, that's what she used to do. She used to post on her own account with maybe one, two, multiple, you know, more than that accounts to help her. Maybe even she did it for The Bachelor to make her look more relevant when they picked her. And she got caught real bad. And I'll be curious if she hasn't commented on it. So I will keep you guys updated if I see anything about this account.
Yeah. So that pretty much wraps up all of episode 2 in Peter's season of The Bachelor. We touched on the drama with Kelsey and Hannah.
The champagne.
Also with Hannah B., some of our favorites and predictions to what this big news at the end of the season is with Peter. We're curious. I'm sure everybody else is curious. And I think as the season goes on, we might have a better picture. Or maybe we're just left in the dark until the end. But that wraps up this episode. I'm Dante Furco.
And I'm Alana. And if you are as big into social media and following Bachelor people like we are, you should definitely head over to our brand new Instagram account, where we will be keeping you guys updated, not only with our podcast, but with funny memes, with Bachelor news, anything in the Bachelor franchise area. And maybe
Live episode reactions.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely want to do some of that.
Yeah.
So we will keep you guys updated and with the drama, because we know it will all unspill this week leading up to our next week's episode.
Yeah. And don't forget that you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Breaker, and other podcast streaming platforms. So I thank you for listening. Make sure to favorite or subscribe, depending on the platform, so you are updated every time we post a new episode. It's going to happen most likely weekly, once a week, usually on Tuesday or Wednesday. We like to get it out as soon as possible after the episode. So thank you for tuning in.
Go follow us, y'all. Thank you.